Chapter 5. The police wanted to take the man with the wooden leg away.
"Wait," said Holmes. "I want to talk to him."
Holmes asked the man questions. His name was Jonathan Small. A crocodile took his leg a long time ago. He was scared of the police. He did not want to go back to prison.
"I didn't kill anybody," he said. "I just wanted my treasure."
Holmes nodded. "Tell me everything and I will tell the police that you did not kill anybody. The other man killed Thaddeus's brother. He killed him with his poison darts."
"Okay," said Jonathan Small. "Before I went to prison, I stole some treasure with three other men. After I went to prison, I asked Marston and Sholto to look after the treasure. We had a deal. When I got out of prison, we would share the treasure. But Sholto was bad. He kept the treasure for himself."
Holmes nodded. "After you got out of prison, you came to London. You wanted to find Mr. Sholto, but he was already dead. You took the treasure. The other man killed the brother. You did not want to kill anybody."
"That is correct," said Small. "I just wanted my treasure."
"Where is the treasure now?" I said. The police had the box of treasure, but it was locked. "Where is the key?" I said.
"At the bottom of the river," said Small.
"Take the treasure to Mary," Holmes said to me. I took the treasure to Mary's house. She was in the window. She wore a pretty dress. She looked very sad. But when she saw me, she looked happy.
"Look," I said, "we found the treasure."
Mary did not care about the treasure.
"Is everyone okay?" she said.
"Yes," I said. "Everyone is fine." I put the box on the table. "We thought the treasure was in this box," I said, "but it was locked." I used a tool to open the box. We looked inside. We were surprised because it was empty. We thought it was full of treasure. I smiled. I was happy.
"Why are you happy?" she said.
"A rich lady does not want to marry a poor doctor," I said. "But you are not rich. Would you like to marry me?" Mary was happy too. She did not want the treasure. She wanted to marry me too. I went back to Holmes and the police. I told them the treasure box was empty. Holmes was cross.
"Where is the treasure?" he asked Small.
"It is at the bottom of the river," said Small. "I dropped it when you chased us. I didn't want anybody else to have the treasure. Only the first four men should have it."
"But it was stolen from someone else before that," I said. Small folded his arms.
"I don't care. The treasure should be mine."
The police took him away. Holmes and I went back to Baker Street. Mrs. Hudson made us some tea. "Well done," I said to Holmes. "You solved the crime." But Holmes was not happy. I wondered why. "Are you unhappy because Detective Jones got the man, I got the woman, and yet you got nothing?" I said.
"No," said Holmes. "I do not care about Detective Jones. And Mary is a lovely, clever woman. But all women are no good."
"Why are you unhappy then?" I said.
"Ah, I know. You are bored again."
"Yes," said Holmes. "You need to find me another problem, Watson."